Hello, Andreas Bivall at Boliden. Thank you for allowing me to catch up with you after Source to Pay Summit. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Andreas, I wanted to talk to you about your theme discussions, the discussion sessions that you moderated. Can you share with us what were the topics and what were you discussing?
The overall theme was procurement transformation. Not a new subject as such. It's been discussed for several years, but still there's some confusions what you really mean by that. So what we discussed was what is this really? What do we mean when we talk about procurement transformation? And what do you need to do to transform a procurement organization? And finally, and perhaps most important, was how do you do it? There's different approaches to that, and how do you do it? How do you make it happen? That was the main thing.
And what came up?
So starting out with what is it? We started the discussion from a one of those typical maturity models that we tend to use in procurement, showing how procurement tend to evolve over time from an operative, transactional-oriented player into moving into more business orientation, volume coordination, into finally then driving change throughout the supply chain. So what we discussed, transformation can be about moving up through that maturity level, because as you do that, you do deliver more value to your organization. I think few people question that. But I also challenge that a bit. Does it have to be like that? And after a discussion, we ended up in the conclusion that potentially not. That depends, of course, on what your company actually wants or needs from a procurement department. If your organization does not need anything else than the world's best operative procurement department, of course, a transformation can be about building the best operative procurement department in the world. So the overall conclusion is not to be too... Not to fall in love too much with your own models, but really to align on your particular situation and see what is really needed here and now for this organization.
But also, I guess, then from a procurement function to get an understanding of the needs rather than just taking the orders and the directions from whatever management team you have, but doing an actual assessment then of the current situation.
Sure. So that brings us up to the next question then. Like, what is needed? What do you need to do then to transform? And it obviously depends on where you are. If you want to take the first step, going from a transactional oriented, like an operative procurement department, into a purchasing oriented coordination phase, well, then the steps would be about setting in place basic strategic sourcing process, shifting skills in the procurement department from administrative into business oriented, for instance. But if you are more mature already and want to take further steps, then it could be about make sure you know how to run cross-functional collaboration. Because as you mature, it's not enough to work independently as a procurement organization. Then you really need to work together with your stakeholders. So that would mean implementing more elaborate category management methodologies. And from a skill point of view, it would mean moving. Then it's not enough anymore to just have business acumen. Then you need to also, as a category manager, then know how to run projects, how to run change management, because then it's not about pushing prices a few percent down. Then it's about driving change programs in your organization or even in your supply chain.
Yeah.
So what needs to be done? Yeah. To answer the question, then it depends on where you are. But it's not that tricky to find that out. You can do that type of analysis yourself. There's plenty of players on the market that can help you do that. So finding where you're good and where you're bad is tend to be not so hard. Then what is hard is to actually make the change happen.
Yeah. And obviously, you had a lot of knowledgeable people in the room. What were the reflections from them? Were they in agreement on where they are at in their progress? And did you hear something that stood out from the rest?
No, I wouldn't say something stood out in that sense. We had an initial discussion on where, at what stage would they perceive their own companies to be, and most of us were sort of in the middle as it tend to be.
Mm.
So that is of course something you could reflect on. That we have now talked about procurement transformation for several years, and we're still sort of only halfway. Why is that? Is that because we are not good enough at driving change, or is there something wrong with the models, or is it that it's really just not needed to be that mature? There could be different explanations to that. But one explanation is, of course, that it's driving change is always tricky in any area.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Andreas, for sharing, and thank you very much for moderating these discussions. A really interesting topic, and I look forward to following your development and Boliden's development, and I'll see you in the future.
Okay, thanks a lot for having me.